security has been beefed up in Israel and the West Bank, with US President Barack Obama said to have already arrived there now. This is his second trip to the Middle East since 2009 and his first official visit to Israel as president. He will also visit the Palestinian authorities and then Jordan. About 5,000 police and security officers will be deployed in Jerusalem throughout the visit. Now, US officials, though, are saying the trip is more symbolic than anything else and that there aren't any new plans to bring Israel and the Palestinians back to the negotiating table. International relations expert Professor Yuwan Lee from Peking University says he doesn't expect much else from the trip either, because the Israeli-Palestinian issue is a risky one for Obama to begin with.
The Israeli-Palestinian issue tops the U.S. Middle East policy. Due to the strong U.S.-Israeli ties, it's hard for Obama to resolve the conflict, no matter how hard he tries to curry favor with the Arabic population. Personally, I think it's a risky trip. I don't see if he has any master plan to solve the Israeli-Palestinian issue.
Some local residents in Jerusalem, though, are a bit more optimistic about a third party getting involved here.
Between two different ideas, between two different populations, maybe a third person can say something that helps.
I think that this is a very important visit, because our enemies will know that we are not alone.
As I mentioned earlier, Barack Obama is now already in Israel.